WTAW News Time is 4 after 7, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council heard about proposals for two new apartment complexes south of College Station High School at its last meeting. The council agreed to spend up to $100,000 to help developer Mark Musumeci apply for federal tax credits that, if approved, will mean 148 units for seniors, 105 of those on reduced income, on Victoria between CSHS and Fitch.
What's happening in the past is affordable housing was being put into less economic desirable areas. And so the shift now is to say we need to be equitable. And so the shift has been to promote and score higher for locations that meet what they call high opportunity locations. Those are higher income census tracts, better schools.
The $18 million project is competing against eight others throughout Central Texas, where one will be selected. At the corner of Fitch and Victoria, another developer wants to double the number of proposed apartments from 120 to 240 by dropping plans for office space. The council saw more than 30 opponents and heard from four who live in neighboring Castle Rock development. Concerns from Tom Kiske includes a flooding risk from an increase in rain running into Spring Creek.
Whenever we have a significant rain event, such as occurred in mid-December, the water in what's normally a little trickle became a roaring rapids. It came very close to overtopping the bridge on Castle Rock Parkway.
The Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval and is scheduled to go before the council on February 11th. Brian Mayor Jason Bayinski is troubled about the continuing impasse on how much money the city has invested in the Traditions residential and golf course development.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Bayinski talked about the impact the division is having on the future success of Traditions.
We go out there and we talk bad about the development and we do everything we can to hinder the development like some are doing right now, then it could fail. People may not invest money out there. People may not buy a house out there. They may decide not to put a business out there if they're worried about it. And then who pays for that? The taxpayers.
At the last council meeting, 90 minutes was spent before no action was taken on a request for another outside audit. Exchanges included a challenge from City Manager Keene Register to Mike Sutherland and Rafael Pena.
We'll bring an auditor in here and we will go through the same motions. If my numbers are wrong, I will pay out of my pocket the $4,000 for the audit. If your numbers are wrong, you pay the $4,000 out of your pocket.
I have the floor.
How about that?
Point of order.
Bayinski says the city has spent $35 million, not $73 million, as stated by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
22,000 Texas A&M students are lined up to assist local residents during the 34th annual big event.
We want to serve anyone and all residents we can in Bryan College Station area. We're really excited about it this year. We can do anything from doing yard work to clean up around the house and anything like that. And we'd love to have you all sign up.
Will Radney, class of 16, was among those at the last Bryan City Council meeting announcing April 2nd is the date of the nation's largest student-run one-day service project. He says 900 have signed up, but there are enough students for 2,500. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. The registration deadline is February 19th. A heads up to motorists on University between Texas and Taro that $1 million construction project begins today. The TxDOT district office in Bryan says it will take 2 months to build a center median and do sidewalk and driveway improvements. WTAW News Time is 8 after 7. It's 63 degrees. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
$1 Million Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. $1 Million Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus, Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have been your go-to tax preparer, bookkeeper, and small business experts for 33 years. As a reminder, don't stress over your tax preparation this year. Call us and schedule an appointment, 691-2345. You may qualify for a refund advance of up to $750. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 12 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine will develop today. The fog will eventually burn off. Temperatures will make their way up to 75 to 80 through the afternoon. Tonight, clouds will move in along with a cold front, lows overnight 50 to 55. Sunshine develops behind the front tomorrow. Won't be quite as warm, high of 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, much cooler, 35 to 40. Sunshine and a whole lot cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a few minutes with Texas A&M men's and women's basketball busy over the weekend, the NHL All-Star Game, the Pro Bowl, and more. We'll cover them all for you in sports at 7:50-ish.
Ish. It's 7:11. So now, Chelsea, you're with us all week long?
All week.
Okay, while Patrick is off vacationing a little bit. So,
yes.
There we go. We'll do that. The president makes his first visit to a mosque in U.S. America during his time in office. He'll be visiting the Islamic Society of Baltimore on Wednesday. He'll speak with its members about tolerance and religious freedoms. According to the White House, the president will hold a roundtable with community members and deliver remarks where he will reiterate the importance of staying true to our core values, welcoming our fellow Americans, speaking out against bigotry, rejecting indifference, and protecting our nation's traditions of religious freedom. I would mention to you, too, that over the weekend in Nigeria, 86 people were killed and hundreds others were severely burned in a four-hour attack by Boko Haram. I don't know if you know that or not, but Boko Haram is part of ISIL. Part of ISIL. So are they going to talk about that?
Nope.
You think they might talk? He might, while he's there, say, "Islamic folks, remember that there are people within your ranks who are terrorists. Would you please denounce those terrorists?" You think he'll ask him to do that?
Nope.
Anyway, that'll happen on Wednesday, and it'll be in Baltimore. Hello.
I'm sure he's going to fly Air Force One 40 miles to get over to Baltimore. Also,
yeah, he might do that. That's true. Think he'll chop her over, but nonetheless. All right, so the other day we were talking about who's on the cover of popular magazines.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we weren't. I'm not sure.
I think we hit that briefly.
Did we? On Success Magazine, on the cover this month is Joel Osteen. Isn't he probably on there every month? You know what I'm saying?
I think at this point it's kind of a given.
Allure Magazine has, help me, Demi Lovato?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, who is Demi Lovato?
She's a singer from Disney.
Okay. She was a judge as well on
one of those talent
X Factor or something. Okay. Yeah, right. With Simon. Her and Simon didn't get along. That was kind of the bit.
Okay. That's it. Harper's Bazaar has Reese Witherspoon. Guns and Ammo has a Ruger. Because it would. And 17 Magazine has Tori Kelly. Who's Tori Kelly? Do we know?
Okay. No, no.
Wow. And Bon Appetit Magazine has a loaf of bread. So there.
Oh, it looks like Tori Kelly's music, too. She's a singer.
Okay. All right, so here we go. It's our fast food segment. If you're a fan of McDonald's Shamrock Shake, looks like they'll...
Ugh.
I don't... What is the Shamrock?
It's the green one. Yeah. I've never had it.
But what does it taste like,
I think it's mint.
Chocolate mint.
Yeah.
All right. Ugh. I think after the first spoonful, right? I mean, mint is refreshing until it's not.
Right.
Well, it's like, you know, the Thin Mint cookies are great. One or two.
One, yeah. See, the Girl Scout cookies out on sale this weekend. That was outside all the shoppatoriums and everything. And I guess sign-up sheets and offices all over America.
Mm-hmm.
Again, had that shortbread thing with the toffee in it. That was not bad. Had one of those. That was not bad. That's something new and different. All right, so anyway, so we got the McDonald's Shamrock Shake thing going on. But there's something similar at Burger King. They are adding a new flavor of their Oreo shake, which adds mint to the mix. So that could be good. And get this. How long did this take? A Dr. Pepper shake.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that we hadn't seen that before.
Well, you know, if you think about it, though, and I can remember, you know, you would use Coke and a scoop of ice cream. You know,
right.
You could make like
a Coke float.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody ever tried a Dr. Pepper float.
Unless you go to the museum.
Okay. But my thought is that Dr. Pepper, at least perceptively to me, is sweeter than Coke.
Right.
Not that it has more sugar necessarily.
Right.
But the combination of flavors tends to make it sweet, so why would you want to add a sweetness to that?
Why not, Scott?
Okay.
That is the question.
That's the deal. Well, we'll see. Maybe it'll, and again, it may be a participating stores thing. It may not be here, but. And the fast food giant is also adding, you ready? Jalapeno chicken fries.
Oh.
Going to give that a limited menu try. Well, they do a chicken fry thing.
They do a chicken fry,
chicken processed something or another that's
like
the shape of a French
stick.
Fry.
Yeah.
Exactly. A chicken stick. Why are those crackers called chicken sticks? Do you know?
I don't know.
Or chicken in a basket or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Chicken biscuits or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Right.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, it's like the inside of a Butterfinger.
Really?
What?
The chicken stick. That's the candy.
Yeah, we were talking about the crackers.
Things. Well, there's two different things. I started that with a confusing way. So have you eaten one of those?
Which one?
Like the chicken stick?
I have. Okay. I used to eat them in high school.
Oh, did you? I'm thinking they're like candied corn. I'm not sure how old they are. You know, the first time I saw one.
Right. They look kind of like they look like they're old even when they're not old.
Exactly. So
you can't really tell.
Now, I don't know. Apparently, McDonald's has... they have new mozzarella cheese sticks.
Okay. Yes, I've seen those on the menu.
Somehow I would think, you know, if you're jonesing for a mozzarella cheese stick, then McDonald's necessarily wouldn't be your top choice.
Probably not.
Probably go someplace else. Well, more reason, apparently no cheese inside them.
Oh, what?
Pictures posted on social media with the hashtag, where's the cheese? Apparently, there was a problem with the company's manufacturer. They didn't happen to notice it. So they were sending out these empty shells, apparently, and trying to pass them off as mozzarella sticks. No comment yet from McDonald's as to what the heck's going on there. But nonetheless, again. But you see, now that's one of those things, though. You can't make it at home, right?
Right.
I mean,
unless you have a deep fryer in your countertop like Paula Deen.
Right.
But
then you got to go buy the cheese string.
Right.
Or string
and
cheese
then the
or
breading. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely one of those foods you just don't make at home. You go out and you buy it.
Man. So, and of course, why not buy it at McDonald's?
Right.
Just saying. All right. So here we go. It's Monday. It's a new month. You may have waked up this morning and just gone, you know, I can't make it to work today. And we'll see. We may have people who work here who won't be able to make it to work. It's happened before. But if you need some excuses from the Career Builders folks, their human resource manager shared some of the weirdest excuses that they've gotten from employees about why they were late to work. For instance, a Vaseline truck overturned on the highway and cars were slipping around. Got to be in a big city to do that.
Yeah.
I was detained by Homeland Security.
Ooh.
Yeah. Then there's, I had to chase my cows back into the field, which of course would be partnered with my cow bit me. But late to work because all my clothes were stolen.
All.
Yeah. I was confused by that time change thing and I was unsure whether I should spring forward or fall back, so that's why I'm late to work.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Those people shouldn't be working there.
Okay.
How old you got to be?
Spring forward, fall back. Black bear entered my carport. Decided to take a nap on the hood of my car.
That one sounds real.
From Colorado or Utah.
There was
fresh powder on the hill. I just had to go skiing. Okay. I'm too fat to get into my work pants.
What?
I forgot I was getting married today. That's why I was
wrong on so many levels.
I was walking my dog and I slipped on a toad in the driveway and hurt my back. And finally, I thought I was quitting today, so I decided I'd just come in late.
That one might get you
fired.
Fired, yeah.
Helping you out with
that. You may have a lot of time off.
Just doing what you need to do. So in Germany, would be armed robbers who held up a courier, chasing him at high speed, forcing him to stop. Then they grabbed the case in the trunk of his vehicle and ran. Instead of the case full of cash, they got the courier's first aid kit.
Oops.
Gotta hate when that
happens.
The Gilmore Girls. I don't know the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Help me with this.
Okay. Well, Alexis Bledel actually grew up in Houston, but it's like a mom-daughter. There were seven seasons, I believe on CW was mainly. But yeah, she has her when she's 16, so they're more like best friends then, and it's just I don't know.
So, Kevin, does it sound like maybe Chelsea knows a little bit about it?
I own all seven seasons on DVD.
Well, then you'll be happy.
Alrighty,
I love the Gilmore Girls.
Didn't know we were going right into your wheelhouse on that, but okay, we got that. Well, anyhow, you'll be happy to know, rumors started last year, Netflix finally announced on Friday that it has given the green light to the Gilmore Girls revival. It'll be a four-part miniseries. Gilmore Girls, they say here, and she just confirmed it, ran for seven seasons from 2000 to 2007.
Well, I would have said who cares, but now I know who does.
Oh, that's it. Me.
We've certainly got a third of the show who is in favor of all that.
Hey, Bill Oliver likes the Gilmore Girls, too. We've had this conversation.
Do what?
Yes. Dude. I promise.
Beyond sports, I didn't know what he liked. Okay, now I know. I got it. Wow. All right. Got that happening. Let's see. While we're talking about entertainment, Viacom suing a company called IJR Capital Investments, which is allegedly running a restaurant called the Krusty Krab.
Oh, that's
which, of course,
SpongeBob.
Would be
mm-hmm.
SpongeBob.
So SpongeBob SquarePants people are saying you can't do that. Apparently, the company also tried to register Krusty Krab as a U.S. American trademark, and you can't do that. Variety reports the problem for Viacom is twofold. Not only is the restaurant ripping off the cartoon series, but if it's anything like what happened to Forrest Gump, Viacom might want to license the restaurant eventually, like they did with the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Which were all over the place.
Right. So it could mean that it would be a really good thing. It might work out well for them, but at least right now, they want to be angry about it.
Mm.
See how it goes. So tomorrow is, of course, Groundhog Day.
Yes.
Have you thought about that?
No.
Okay. Well, it's interesting because, you know, groundhogs are a little bit, first of all, they're a little annoyed. They don't really want to be picked up and held up for all to see.
Right.
Their camera light's there, so they're going to see a shadow no matter what.
Sure.
But, you know, it's become some sort of a goofy ceremony that they've decided that they have to make this part of our world. If you're old enough to remember, there was a movie called Groundhog Day with Bill Murray that was pretty funny.
Yes.
Kind of went around the idea of being a TV reporter and doing all this. But, truth be told, Groundhog Day is the best holiday ever.
Why?
Well, number one, you don't have to buy anything for anybody. Number two, you don't have to clean your house. Number three, your in-laws don't come over. And number four, you wake up and it's over by 8 o'clock in the morning.
Mark your calendars February 13th and 14th for the 2016 Home and Garden Expo at the Brazos County Expo Center. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design and EcoZap Pest Control. The Home and Garden Expo is your one-stop shop to learn about building and renovation, banking and insurance, gardening and pools, outdoor toys, and more. With many experienced vendors and a full schedule of seminars, you're sure to leave with new ideas and inspirations. Visit HomeExpoBCS.com for more info.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
With 10 shuttles going to Bush every day and 4 going to Hobby Airport every day, it's easy to get your travel started on the right foot with GroundShuttle.com. You can give them a call at 855-303-4415. That's 855-303-4415. You can just go to GroundShuttle.com, and you can book right then your departure date, how many people you're going to have there, how many adults, how many kids, what your return date is. So you can do both directions at one time. Now, they can pick you up at the airport. They can pick you up at your office or pick you up at your home, as long as you make the arrangements ahead of time. And while we talk about the airport, and as that is basically what the ground shuttle folks do, but anything having to do with transportation for you individually or as a group, they can do for you. So get in touch with them if you need to charter a vehicle to take your group to a conference, your group to a meeting. You sit back, you relax, you can catch up on your email, read a book. Just let the driver take all that hassle out of getting from here to there. Individually, if you'd like to get a private limo service, that's available too with a Mercedes S-Class. All can be done by giving them a call at Ground Shuttle at 855-303-4415 or just go to groundshuttle.com.
There's a crisis on our border, and State Representative John Rainey is part of the problem. Let's look at his record. Rainey sided with every Democrat in the House and voted against $92 million in border security funding. With radical Islamic terrorists seeking to infiltrate our southern border, John Rainey put Texas at risk. That's wrong. And it gets worse. He was one of only 3 Republicans who supported taxpayer funding for embryonic stem cell research, the destruction of human life. Rainey voted with liberals to weaken border security, increase his own pension, and defends the destruction of unborn life. John Rainey, he's part of the problem and way too liberal. There's a better choice. Conservative Jess Fields. Jess Fields is a true outsider. Jess Fields will fight for border security and work to end sanctuary cities. And Fields is a pro-life Christian conservative endorsed by Texas Right to Life. Texas values, conservative leader. That's Jess Fields.
Political ad paid for by Jess Fields campaign.
726, good morning. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com. Another nice day, about 78 today, kind of breezy, winds up to maybe 25 miles an hour. Tonight, still the breezy conditions with 25-mile-an-hour winds, a low of about 57 degrees. Tomorrow, not quite so warm because the winds will be out of the west, feel a little different. About 68 will be our high temperature. And then for the balance of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the high temperatures will be in the mid to upper 50s. Lots of sunshine, though. Southeasterly winds at 10 right now. Humidity is 93%. And we've got 63 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On the campaign trail, Crazy Bernie is still pounding the stuffing out of Hillary Clinton, but his latest proposals have gotten him in hot water with the Democrat establishment. One sticking point is taxes, and it goes deeper. In recent weeks, Crazy Bernie has touted his own health care plan. He calls it Medicare for All. In Iowa, Crazy Bernie admitted that his Medicare for All program would require higher taxes, a tax increase. Not on the rich, not on the banks, on the middle class. He said, we will raise taxes. Yes, we will. Nancy Pelosi aimed both barrels at Bernie. At a press conference, she said, we're not running on any platform of raising taxes. And then she ripped Bernie's health care plan. He's talking about a single-payer plan, and that's not going to happen. I mean, does anybody in this room think that we're going to be discussing single-payer? Well, why not, Nancy? Almost all you Democrats want one, and raising taxes on the middle class is part of that equation. So what's the problem? Why is the Democrat establishment hating on Crazy Bernie when he's talking about what you people really want? See, here's the rub. It's because Bernie violated a Democrat Party cardinal rule. He didn't lie during an election year. That crazy guy admitted he's going to raise taxes. He admitted they want single payer. The last Democrat that did that, Walter Mondale, got skunked. And even worse, Crazy Bernie is revealing something else that the Democrats know, and that is that Obamacare is a failure. Bernie, keep your eyes behind you, old buddy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you at risk of identity theft? Yes, a new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. Does giving out your social security number increase risk? Yes, putting personal information out there increases risk. And unfortunately, so do things like using public Wi-Fi, shopping, and data breaches. That's why I trust LifeLock. LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor credit. LifeLock detects threats. LifeLock helps resolve issues if your identity is ever compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft, folks. Nobody can monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a U.S.-based dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name, put everything back together if it does happen. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock protection starts at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code RUSH or call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are investigating a stabbing in the parking lot of a local nightclub early Sunday morning. The victim is hospitalized in fair condition following the aggravated assault outside Hurricane Harry's. Investigators were told the stabbing took place during a fight. The description of the suspect, who was not known by the victim, is online at WTAW.com. College Station police report a four-vehicle crash Saturday during the noon hour at Texas and Harvey Mitchell Parkway resulted in 5 people going to the hospital for treatment of injuries that were not believed to be life-threatening. Investigators say the exact cause of the crash has not been determined and no charges have been filed. Anyone with information on either incident is asked to call CSPD. 2 proposed apartment complexes in South College Station were addressed at the City Council's last meeting. At the corner of Victoria and Fitch, a developer who already had approval to build 120 apartments wants to drop plans for office space to build another 120. That brought out 30 opponents of the neighboring Castle Rock subdivision. 4 speakers included Joshua Ben, a former member of the city's Board of Zoning Appeals.
And we would argue that you should hold the developer of this particular tract to that original vision that they had 5 years ago when there wasn't an uproar from the Castle Rock subdivision, when P&Z took their stance, when council voted to give this particular zoning designation. Hold them to that plan that they had with minor variations potentially.
Already approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission, the council takes up the request a week from Thursday. And the council gave preliminary approval to support a 148-unit complex for seniors that would be built south of College Station High School. Developer Mark Musumeci, who is applying for federal tax credits to help finance the $18 million project, said the location is a key factor.
We compete against Waco and Hewitt and Copper's Cove and Temple and Killeen. All of these communities are all struggling with the same problem, but there's only one development that gets awarded. And so points are everything. And if we can't compete and win, then we can't do it.
If awarded, 105 of the 148 units will be reserved for low-income seniors, offering rent as low as $350 a month. Hours of private and public meetings have not resolved differences in contested numbers on how much the city of Bryan has invested in the traditions development.
The week before last, a private meeting between Councilman Mike Sutherland and the city's top two financial officers resulted in no agreement. At last week's council meeting, differences remained after almost 90 minutes of debate.
Councilman Hardiman opened up all those subjects with his statement, accusing of us of mistruths and misstatements. And I think we ought to be able to explain what our opinion was of those.
I got to defend myself on those statements.
On one side were Sutherland, Rafael Pena, and Al Sines, with Sines drawing fire from city manager Keene Register.
I would have thought that would have been a number that would have been readily available that we could just come up with at the top
really?
Of our head. Because, you know, Councilman Pena and Sutherland are going to ask the hard questions, and that might have been the question that we could have anticipated.
If that's your expectation, you're going to need a new city manager, because out of the, almost $500 million budget, I'm not going to be able to tell you in one TERS how many lots were a part of this $8.2 million off the top of my head.
Mayor Jason Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the discord threatens future prospects.
If we're going to go out there and bring down the west side of Bryan, then it's going to have a huge impact, a negative impact, because if it's not successful, Scott, then the money will come out of the general funds to pay for any debt and any expenses and infrastructure that's still outstanding.
Bayinski says the city has invested $35 million in the residential and golf course development, not $73 million quoted by Sutherland and Pena. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A former guard at the women's federal prison camp in Bryan has admitted to having sex with a female inmate. 45-year-old Kendrick Brooks is scheduled for sentencing May 6th. He faces up to 15 years in prison and a fine up to $250,000. Registration is underway for the nation's largest student-run one-day public service project. Texas A&M's big event will be held April 2nd. A member of the executive committee, Will Radney, gave an update at the last Bryan City Council meeting.
We're shooting for about 22,000 students to participate this year, so should have plenty to come out and serve all y'all's houses, and about trying to get 2,500 residents to sign up this year. And so we're about 900 now.
Radney says student volunteers are available to help residents in the Twin Cities do yard work, painting, and other household jobs. The registration deadline is February 19th. More information is online at bigevent.tamu.edu. For the next 2 months, there will be traffic delays at University in Texas. That's due to street construction that starts today. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports it will accommodate more vehicles at the intersection. The million-dollar project includes rebuilding the center median on University from Texas to Taro. There will also be sidewalk and driveway work. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 64 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing. And they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's little girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
Good morning, it's 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine will develop today. The fog will eventually burn off. Temperatures will make their way up to 75 to 80 through the afternoon. Tonight, clouds will move in along with a cold front. Lows overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine develops behind the front tomorrow. Won't be quite as warm. High of 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. Much cooler, 35 to 40. Sunshine and a whole lot cooler for the day Wednesday. Highs only around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolland for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Just really proud of our guys for not shooting the ball well and staying disciplined offensively.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy. Following the A&M basketball win, we'll have more on the guys' win. Unfortunately, the ladies lost to number 2. We'll have more there, plus the Pro Bowl, the NHL All-Star Game, and more, all coming up here in about 10 minutes.
There you go. Hey, so pretty neat science stuff going on at A&M over the weekend. They finished up that Hyperloop track thing going on, the Hyperloop Conference. And Elon Musk just happened to drop in.
Yes.
Wasn't supposed to, but apparently they put out a little hashtag, Where's Elon, starting the day, on Friday. And sure enough, he comes walking in right there at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field.
And Patrick was cussing because he was on vacation.
Yeah, pictures. It's pretty cool. You know, the video's up there on YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But you know, there were like 125 or so colleges and a couple of high schools, but the colleges from all over the world here to be part of this competition. So, you know, we were kind of the center of the universe when it comes to this whole Hyperloop thing, which has to do with high-speed travel from, you know, one place to another. They're talking about Los Angeles to San Francisco, but we can relate to Houston to Dallas and making that trip in like 30 minutes. That'd be okay?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, might work. Anyway, the competition won by the MIT team. Yeah, I know. But, you know.
Surprise.
Yeah, but one of the members of the team is from College Station. He's a graduate of A&M Consolidated High School. And he was on the MIT team. It's Henry Mayo, who is a retired surveyor and does he sends me history stuff from time to time. Anyway, his son, so congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty nice homecoming. Come home and bring that. I don't know if their football team's ever going to come down here, but they won pretty big anyway.
Gosh, I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so now, and while we're talking about this, it makes us feel so smart to talk about this. Y'all pretty much were jazzed over this the scientific discovery they found about in Babylon, right? Didn't you hear about that?
No, I was so busy with the All-Star Games and everything yesterday.
Yeah, because that NHL All-Star Game and, yeah. A newly deciphered clay tablet from ancient Babylon has science writers buzzing because it might rewrite the history of mathematics.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know. In my years, I don't believe I've ever talked to anybody about, what'd you get your degree in? Well, it was a double degree. It was in math and history. Or, you know, who writes stories about the history of mathematics?
Right.
Because most of us just trying to plow through mathematics would be enough.
Yeah.
Or trying to plow through history. But to put those two together. But, yeah, apparently, this tablet shows that the Babylonians were using sophisticated geometric principles to track the path of Jupiter in the sky. We're talking like 350 BC to 50 BC, or about 1,400 years earlier than the European mathematicians who had been taking credit for being able to do this. The upshot is that these folks were pretty much talking about abstract dealings in math having to do with Jupiter's velocity and position in relation to the other stars in the sky. And again, like 350 BC. So they were pretty smart back then.
And I'm looking at my checkbook going,
Anyway, I'm just saying. So there you are. This is something that has taken place that maybe as we drive we haven't noticed, and the fact that we haven't noticed it maybe is a really good thing. But in 2004, so like a dozen years ago, the I could do that kind of math, okay? Hey! The Federal Highway Administration essentially changed the font for the print on all road signs.
Yes, I remember doing a story on that.
Starting then, states were told to use a font called Clearview instead of the old Highway Gothic. As you might imagine, the idea was to make signs easier to read. And the last thing that you want is to, while you're looking at the sign, get hung up on what font that is.
Yeah.
Right? Probably need to be paying attention to the road. But anyway, but as of last week, Federal Highway Administration is saying new signs must go back to the Highway Gothic. And that has some people upset. So here's the reasoning. First of all, the typical green and white interstate sign, mm-hmm. Clearview, is clearly better. But research in the past decade has found that the Federal Highway Administration needs something to do, so they decided that Clearview's font is less legible than its Highway Gothic on signs with, quote, negative contrast color orientations, like speed limit and warning signs. Okay? So not everybody agrees, and so now here, you talk about first world problems.
Yeah.
Here in America, we're going to debate what kind of fonts go on the highway sign. Because we got nothing else to do that's more important than that. And because we've already about to do the story on the Detroit homeless guy who's now doing panhandling and high tech.
Oh, good. You hear about this? Yes.
He accepts credit cards. He accepts credit cards.
What?
Yep, on the 8 Mile Highway overpass where he lives. And he has created a website so he can be hired to work odd jobs. He's 42 years old. His name is Abe Hagenston. He goes by Honest Abe on his website. He's been homeless for about a decade, and he takes credit card donations. He's got a Square reader, one of those little things that you stick into your phone, because all homeless people have phones.
So of course they do.
So they can put a card reader in there to go ahead and take your donation. And he's got a website, too.
Oh my God.
Before you get on me, which you have a tendency to do,
okay.
Sometimes I miss a sporting event or a thing in sports that you find important and I didn't get it.
Right.
I just stumbled on this. I don't know if we'll have room in sports, but at Levi Stadium in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You see this?
I have. Go ahead.
They painted both end zones with the Panthers logo.
Great googly moogly.
How stupid is that?
You take a look at the picture, and it both end zones black with Panther logos
so
in it.
So did they have two teams, one doing one end and one doing the other, and they didn't talk?
Apparently, yes. Technically, Denver's the home team, but...
Well, yeah, that doesn't matter. Just the idea that I figured you'd put one team in one end zone
right.
and one team in the other.
How? And of all the people working on it, how does there not... Hey, man, how's the Broncos logo going?
I don't know. Yeah, I couldn't communicate with them. They're 100
yards,
they're
100
yards away. 300 feet. I couldn't talk to them.
Couldn't see the blue paint, blue.
Well, but here's the other thing. It's got black in it, too?
Oh, yeah. The end zone is black with blue paint.
All right, and what was the Broncos supposed to be? Like
probably
a lot of orange, probably.
Yeah.
So orange or dark blue.
Wouldn't it seem like that was way too much black paint and no orange at all? Somebody would notice that?
One would think.
In our continuation of first world problems.
Exactly.
And it's captured, right? It's out there someplace. You can see it today. And there's probably some time lapse of it, too. And wouldn't you have liked to have been the superintendent who finds that? That was a conversation you probably can't hear on the radio.
See, my guess is it was some, you know, popcorn vendor or somebody that walks up, guys?
Yeah.
From up here at the 20th row, this looks awful lot like both teams are...
Yeah, because the executive vice president of operations at the Levi Stadium doesn't have time to mess with that.
No.
Hello?
All right, keep your blood pressure down. All you got to remember, here's your sign.
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, that little snafu was probably a $50 bet between
two guys running that crew going, I bet you we can get both of them in Carolina and nobody will ever notice it.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Teaching children responsibility is an important job for parents. Important, yes, but convenient? Well, not so much. My wife Jean and I encountered a situation like that a while back that I'm sure many moms and dads everywhere can relate to. It was house cleaning day in the daily home. Our boys had been assigned the basement, where they spend a lot of time and actually make most of their messes. When they were done, we went downstairs to see how they were doing. Everything looked great until we saw the toy box overflowing with toys and food wrappers and other stuff. Jean pulled them out and looked at the boys. They pointed at each other and almost in one voice said, "Those aren't my wrappers, they're his wrappers." The truth of the matter is those wrappers belonged to both of them, and it was a hassle for my wife and me to have to deal with such a petty issue, like which piece of empty cellophane belonged to whom. It would have been a lot easier for Jean and me just to throw the wrappers away and be done with it, but what would our kids have learned from that? Well, not very much, except how to expect others to do everything for them. And that's why we believed it was important to require our boys to take responsibility for their own mess. Sometimes it's easier and faster to just do stuff for our children, but effective parenting isn't about what's convenient. It's about what's best for them to help them learn responsibility and to mature. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Day.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood, and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every 5 children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please. Visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It is 7:51. After losing to South Carolina by 1 point just 10 days ago, number 10 Texas A&M led into the fourth quarter but could not put away the number 2 Gamecocks, who defeated the Aggies 70-63 in women's basketball at Reed yesterday. Coach Gary Blair had nothing bad to say about the ladies.
Give them credit. I'm not disappointed in our team at all. I thought we did a lot of good things in this game. Now, can we get ourselves off the mat again like we did at South Carolina 2 weeks ago, go back and start playing good basketball again?
The Maroon and White head to Florida on Thursday for a 6 o'clock tip on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. A&M took part in the Big 12 SEC Challenge over the weekend. Here's Zach with more information.
Daniel House scored 20 points, including a go-ahead three late in the second half to push fifth-ranked Texas A&M past number 14 Iowa State 72-62 Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. The Aggies actually trailed 58-56 before House hit from beyond the arc with about 4 minutes left. The victory marks the 300th career win for Texas A&M coach Billy Kennedy and improves the Aggies to 18-3 on the year.
Gosh, it was great to be a part of a good, hard-fought game. Iowa State is very impressive, how good they are offensively, and I thought maybe they wore down a little bit, but they're a very good team, and just really proud of our guys for not shooting the ball well and staying disciplined offensively and taking good shots and running good offense at the end, and our defense was pretty good too.
Star forward George Niang scored 15 points for the Cyclones, who fall to 16-5.
Thanks, Zach. Aggie hoops jump back into SEC play with a road trip to Nashville. The Aggie men will face Vandy Thursday, tip off at 6. It's on ESPN2, so you turn the sound down and listen to it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And a rundown of SEC hoops over the weekend. Number 9, West Virginia was upset by Florida 88-71. Texas toppled Vandy 72-58. Ole Miss nudged K-State 69-64. TCU beat Tennessee 75-63. Arkansas bounced Texas Tech 75-68. Number 1, OU edged LSU 77-75. Number 17, Baylor by 10 over UGA 83-73. Bama fell to South Carolina 78-64. Number 4, Kansas got by Kentucky 90-84. OSU beat Auburn 74-63. And Mississippi State ran off from Missouri 76-62. Back here in Aggieland by way of Florida, the return from the winter break is taking place for the Texas A&M men's golf team, who is in action this week at the Seabest Invitational, which takes place over 2 days at the Dye Valley course at the TPC at Sawgrass. Today sees the tee-off of 15 teams. They'll play 36 holes. Here's Roger Emmerich on the Pro Bowl.
Cowboys linebacker Sean Lee makes a play at the Pro Bowl on ESPN.
Sean Lee on the ricochet comes up with the interception and hands it off to Adam Jones. He gets pulled down by fellow Ohioan Joe Thomas. Giant picked off by a Cowboy.
Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
Russell Wilson, Teddy Bridgewater, and Jameis Winston combined for over 400 yards passing and 7 touchdowns to lead Team Irvin to a 49-27 win over Team Rice at the Pro Bowl yesterday. In the NHL All-Star Game, an unlikely player led the Pacific Division to victory. Journeyman tough guy, penalty minutes leader, current minor league player John Scott took MVP honors after scoring twice in the Pacific team's 9-6 win over the Central Division in the semifinals. In golf, the PGA's Farmers Insurance Open has spilled into today after the final round was suspended for the third time and final time because of unplayable conditions. Brent Snedeker emerged as the clubhouse leader when play was halted for good yesterday, carding a 3-under-69 through raging winds and the occasional rainstorm at Torrey Pines. In the NBA, Deron Wilson had 27, and the Mavs beat Phoenix 91-78. And finally, Johnny Football's back in the news. Police are investigating allegations that the Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel might have assaulted his ex-girlfriend. Fort Worth police went to an apartment early Saturday and spoke with a woman who said she was, quote, involved in a disturbance with the former Texas A&M quarterback earlier that night in Dallas, and she was worried about his well-being. Police later determined Manziel was safe and no one was arrested. And that's going to do it for sports. Let's find out what our deal of the day is now from the good folks at Team of Navasota. Today, we're going to start you off with the 2014 Chevy Cruze LT. It's only got 36,000 miles, and you can get this one for $10,988. And you can see that car, along with the 10 under 10 and the deal of the day, all online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that is teamofnavasota.com for all the details. And you can also find out how to win a free car. Looking for a new ride? They've got one of those as well. Ford, Dodge. Dodge Trucks, Chrysler, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, and GMC. They do customizations for you as well, and they've got 3 locations in Navasota to take care of you. To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com. Make absolutely sure, while you're on the website, go to the top right-hand corner, and you'll see more about Free Car Friday. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979 978-6000. No membership necessary to purchase. The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning. It's about 2 minutes till the Infomaniacs on WTAW. Kenny Sailors died on Saturday. He was 95 years old. You're going, who?
Exactly.
This is a guy who changed college basketball. In 1943, Kenny Sailors led Wyoming to the NCAA championship. In 1943, he was the National Player of the Year and the most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament. Kenny Sailors introduced the jump shot to college basketball.
Wow.
Developed the jump shot as a youngster because he was having to play against his older and taller brother on a makeshift basketball court. Now get this. He plays for them, 1943. He's an All-American, okay? Then his college career is interrupted by World War II, where he enlisted. Yeah, they used to do that. He served with the Marines in the South Pacific. Then he came back after that and was All-American for two more years at Wyoming before going into the pros.
Wow.
The inventor of the jump shot, Kenny Sailors, 95, died over the weekend in Wyoming. WTAW College Station Brian, it's right at 8 o'clock.